Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Okay, this was stated on Twitter, so you know it's true.
Oh, but not just on Twitter, but by Sweden's health minister.
Exactly. Right? Loud sex is better for human health than no sex at all.
Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Meg.
Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. That one scene from Harry Met Sally systematically destroyed every man's belief in their own ability.
Oh, I know. Oh, it did, didn't it? Oh, my gosh. There is a guy in Sweden who was a little bit fed up with his neighbours' wild and noisy romps at night, and he sent a tweet directly to the health minister over there, Gabriel Wilkstrom, and said, listen, my neighbours are just, again, getting at it. They're all rowdy and keeping me awake, and you're my only hope. Could you please ban risque exercises after 10 p.m.? Put a noise ordinance on it, for crying out loud, is what this guy asked. And he didn't get the reply he was expecting. In fact, the health minister tweeted back and said, well, it sounds nice for them, I think. Good for their well-being and good for public health as well. Good on him. Oh, my God. That's
no
great.
Inhibitions. Hey, you know what? I think Meg had it right. Have at it.
Well, you say that until you go on vacation in Sweden and then you find the health minister there outside your door with a glass to his ear. Then you won't be so pleased about it, will you?
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.